91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, freeform radio streaming worldwide at WMFO.com. That's Aretha Franklin, in case you didn't know. Baby, I Love You, her last Columbia record from 1967. Hey 19 before that from Steely Dan. You got to play the Gaucho song from, you know, Hey 19. That's Aretha Franklin. Got to remember the Queen of Soul. I bet she remembers the Queen of Soul now. Mm-hmm. Jerry Harrison did Man with a Gun from his Casual Gods album. That came out in 1988. And we started with Courtney Barnett, City Looks Pretty, from her brand new album, Tell Me How You Really Feel. Well, not brand new. It's been around all summer. Anyway, 12:02 now. Close enough to high noon. Medication time. That's right. And we're going to start this hour with, Mike on the mic is going to be actually going to show up here. He tells me he's on his way. I hope that's true. But let's start with some new music this hour with Amos Lee. This is from his brand new album called My New Moon. And this is No More Darkness, No More Light.
You stare through broken mirrors, shattered reflections of the past. I think we may be standing in the shadows that been cast. Darkness, no more darkness. The broken days of the dead of night. Darkness, no more darkness. No more darkness, no more light. And the trail we choose to follow, it's as cursed as it is blessed. Is there mercy that we all must face before the dead can rest? Set along the breeze. Woman sings unto her baby boy, I won't live to see the day that you'll be lifted off your knees. Some days it feels so hopeless. Nothing's making any sense. Flags we raise in praise of ruthlessness. This poses innocence. Darkness, no more darkness. The broken days of the dead of night. Darkness, no more darkness.
To a thirsty man, a thirsty man. I've seen all these city streets, but I still go out searching for you. Now in the captain's chamber, there's a ball and chain. You can run 4 million miles, but you never outrun your name. And when the morning breaks, I'll be driving wide awake. Cause I've been running so long, I can't recall what it means to stay. And all the children say, and all the old men say, it's better to love and lose than to gain the world on a string. Is I'll let you slip away like water right through my hands. Or maybe your love's like rain in the desert to a thirsty man. We'll be right back.
Side effects at the end of a pharmaceutical ad, he apparently has all of them.
It's Bob Angel and Detox Mansion.
To avoid long-term injury, seek immediate medical help for an erection lasting more than 4 hours.
On 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
What you got is oh so sweet. like all their friends. Remember jokes the old folks know so well. Like an old guitar plays a lullaby. Our radio cradling your dreams, probably waiting in your car. Always whispered in the night of a radio child. Hummer's chin keeping time as searching across the stars. Hummer over in the mind of a radio child. Yeah, radio child. Precious baby. Precious
She said, don't I know ya? But honey, don't I know ya? But honey, don't I know ya? And I don't I know ya? But honey, don't I know ya? But honey, don't I know ya? And I don't I know ya? But honey, don't I know ya? But honey, don't I know ya? And I don't
WMFO, and the first time I've heard the song. Don't I Know Ya? That's not the name of the song. The artist is Phosphorescent, who I guess has been around since about 2000 or so, and it's a brand new song called New Birth in New England.
They're absolutely glowing, Phosphorescent.
Why am I not hearing you? Oh, because I've turned up the wrong one.
Yeah, Phosphorescent, they're glowing.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
That's Mike on the mic, in case you couldn't.
What a cluster of a day so far. God. Well, so glad to be here with the JBLs and Bob and listening to loud music.
Speaking of clusters.
Were we?
Anyway, Widespread Panic was before that. You know, I go in reverse order. I know you like to go back to the beginning and then run down the...
It depends. I'm ambidextrous as far as wherever my eyes land is where I go.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Radio Child, great song from Bombs and Butterflies. I haven't heard it in a long time, so that's why I played it. ZZ Top did Give Me All Your Lovin' from Eliminator. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones. And The Sinister Minister from his self-titled album in 1990. From there, so I have to tell them, you know, Bela and the Flecktones. And what else did we hear? Blitz and Trapper, Thirsty Man from their 7 album from 2013. And Amos Lee started us off. Brand new music from his brand new My New Moon, No More Darkness, No More Light. It's 12:28, and that was Mike on the mic. He's feeling salty today.
I wish. You're very clever. Amos Lee, I just say, what an awesome artist he is.
He is.
I just love that.
Every time he comes, you know, he can pretty much sing any song, even if I'm not familiar with it, and it turns out to be something pleasant to listen to.
Either you've got the passion in your performance or you don't, and he's just great.
He loves to play. Yeah, exactly, yeah. Which most artists do. I mean, that's what they're in it for. It's all the other stuff that they get salty about.
Yeah, I'm on a salt-free diet, everybody, so I'm a little irritable.
That's why I keep saying the word salt.
I understand. I thought I'd explain it for the people who had no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, so anyway, but it's temporary.
Mm-hmm.
And it's usually less than a week more.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
hopefully by Thursday or Friday, I'm going to have an epic salt day.
So if you want to buy stock in Morton Salt Company, it might be a wise decision.
God. Did you ever try to have pasta with unsalted tomato sauce? I have. It's not good.
I don't. When I make, I haven't made my own sauce in a long time. Now, I had no choice. Sure,
I can't have any commercially produced food. It's disgusting.
Well, I'm sure if you buy a jar of it, it must have salt in it.
But, oh, God, yeah.
But when I made my own back in the day, you know, when I was much younger and had the energy to do so and had people to feed, I don't recall putting salt in it. I don't think I did.
How out of character for you, Bob.
I know, because I put salt on just about everything.
Yep.
Anyway, 12:28, let's do this. Let's do our PSA, and then we can move along with our stuff. What should we do? Let's do this one.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heat stroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window is cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Yeah. And even though it's much cooler today, it still would get pretty hot in a car.
Yeah, it would. Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Especially Mike's car, because he doesn't like using the AC.
Oh, that's an outright lie, Angel. That's not true. So you're wondering why I'm ornery, Bob?
Did you ask me? Well, why are you ornery?
Because I
why are you salty today?
I live in a room where there's a shared laundry room like many, many other Americans, and today all three dryers were taken. That's great. That's fine. I'm just venting now, Bob. So I took a ride. I got some gas. I went to the convenience store, right? I think, oh, the person's going to be down to... But no. No. And I promised you I'd come here. No. So I waited 55-0 minutes. And then I didn't put it on top of a dirty dryer next to it. I didn't put it on the floor, right? I put it into a nice clean washer, and wow, I dried my clothes.
Actually, and if you wait 55 whole minutes,
yeah,
I think the floor is a good place for it. Because
I can't disagree.
You know,
I was ready to have it out with an octogenarian. I really was.
Yeah.
I hate to admit it. I'm a bad person.
Hmm. You think you would have struck them physically?
No.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, I just would have said things that would have made them be abhorred at my behavior. My abhorrent behavior.
Your abhorrent behavior. Mm-hmm. That's Mike for you.
It's better than being a... Never mind.
Better than being a what? Go ahead.
A bad guy.
Oh. A bastard.
Yeah. Bisted.
Yeah.
Yeah, so nice to be here, Bob. Usually it's you that's... here when I'm doing my show.
I know. This is your first time as on my show. This is great.
No longer a Bob Angel show virgin.
Okay. I'm gonna leave that alone. Geez, I hope SBL is listening up in Portland.
I hope so. We want to have lunch with her one of these days.
On Peaks Island, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, in summer, too, while it's still warm.
Yeah.
Go out there.
In September. See you in September. Let's do it.
So I'm not... No, she's... Now, if she is listening, Susan Button Lyons is who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. She would have turned up the radio because she's going to expect Guster. But no, I know there's another band that she likes really well, and it's called Jamestown Revival. And this song is "Love Is a Burden." 91.5 WMFO,
Medford.
Sleeping with a ghost of you. I've been walking in the same old shoes. I've been trying hard to leave you alone. I'd be lying if I said I let you go. Love is a burden.
Bye. me. Something's gotta give. So live the life I love, and I love the life I live. So if you see me, you think I'm wrong. Don't worry about me, just let me go. My sweet. The life I live. My diamond ring and my money too. Tomorrow night it could belong to you. The girls move me at their will. I live the life I love, and I love.
WMFO. That's Greg Allman. And was that released posthumously, or did he get that out before he
I think it was posthumous.
Yeah.
I was going to say something that was really
stupid. He recorded it before he died.
That's sort of what I was going to say. Thank you, Bob.
I'll steal anybody's joke. Mm-hmm. Southern Blood was his last album from 2017. I love the life I live.
Unbelievable and artist.
An ironic song title, too.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, we're laughing at death now. That's okay. You know, because I actually, you know, my death started for me at 11 years old when my dad passed away. And it just has been pretty much nonstop since then. So I just, what are you going to do? I remember my one of my grandmothers died in the 80s, shortly after John Lennon. And I looking at her, going to her wake, and looking at her body from the side, her profile looked just like John Lennon. I was like, going, I never noticed that before. She had the same nose as John Lennon.
I'm just wondering how this conversation is going to turn on your part to get yourself out of this.
The weird thing is that I'm trying to do a back sell here. Did I say that we played Sam and Dave?
I don't think you did.
Hold On, I'm Coming from 1966. It was a single, and of course it was on their solo anthology album whenever that came out. The Stones, Monkey Man from Let It Bleed, that was 1969. And from The Education of a Wandering Man, Jamestown Revival, Love is a Burden, that we hope Susan Mutton Lyons up in Peaks Island was listening to. She usually listens to the show. She usually checks in too, but she didn't today. But
well, if she isn't listening, I'll make sure that she understands that that's not the way to be.
If it's this nice right now on Peaks Island, I wouldn't blame her. She's probably out enjoying the day.
Yeah, well, she could listen outside too. You know, what is she thinking?
I know. in beautiful Portland, Maine.
Mm-hmm.
12:49. I got to get another set of Aretha in. And let's do. Why don't you introduce this song? Because since you picked it out,
I played this yesterday when I did a tribute of sorts to Aretha, and it's called Skylark. And if you in the last third of the song, she hits a note that is incredible. I mean, there's so many songs you could play, but I love this. It's called Skylark.
Aretha hit a note? Really?
Oh, my.
Imagine that. She hits a note on every song she sings.
I'm so glad I came today.
And she, but you know what? It's true. It's like every song. And she yeah. has so many that, you know, you could go for days without repeating
it. We're so lucky that her work lives on. Right. I mean, really.
And I'm glad that, you know, it takes a death to learn what life's worth. But
Yep.
I'm glad everyone's listening. And here we go with Skylark, 91.5 WMFO.
Medford.
Won't you tell me where my love can be? Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring? Where my heart can go journeying over the shadows and the rain to a blossomed covered lane, and in your lonely flight, oh, haven't you heard music in the night, wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. And find these things. Oh, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me?
Change.
Che 91.5 WMFO Aretha Franklin. And the long version of Chain of Fools, I had to do it. I had to do it. From Lady Soul in 1968. And Skylark from Laughing on the Outside, that came out in 1963 from her years on Columbia Records. And
what a pure voice, huh?
Amazing.
Yeah.
And she kept it right till the end. You said you saw her last performance on...
Yeah, it was at the Elton John AIDS Foundation, I guess. And it was an impromptu performance where she just came up and started to sing, you know, and yeah.
And that turned out to be her last show. And that was the, I think that was last fall.
Yeah.
And she had a tour. She was actually going to be in Boston this spring, and she had to cancel it.
You know, she looked gaunt.
She did. She did. She looked like she was.
But still.
I hate to think that she suffered.
I hate that. Yeah.
But, yeah, what a life she lived, and what a legacy she left behind.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, Michael, thank you so much for dropping by.
You're welcome.
I wish next time you come a little earlier.
I'll be here before you go on the air next time.
All right, and then we can really do a show together.
Yeah, okay.
Know, and play a bunch of stuff, and hopefully nobody will die that week.
I look forward to it.
But
the no dying part especially.
Yeah, I know. There's just so many. But we're going to leave you with... okay, this one of her other great performances that is getting a lot of airplay lately, and I don't have the live version. I have a feeling that it is available somewhere of the Kennedy Center Honors, the Carole King honor, and she just came out and did this song better than it's ever been done before. Had our president in tears when we had a real president. Yeah. And anyway, we leave you with Aretha, and I will see you in 2 weeks, I hope. See ya.
Bye. Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so alive.